Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're with Keith Kelbeck, and he recently wrote a book called A Civil War Legacy, Gone to God, One Family's Ultimate Sacrifice. Hello, Keith.
Hi.
Tell me, if you will, about that ultimate sacrifice. Give me an overview of the book.
Well, the book is a story of three young Virginia cavalrymen who fought and died within an eight-month period during the Civil War, and also of their family and how they dealt with that loss.
Obviously, so much has been written about the Civil War, every aspect of it. What's unique about your book?
Well, I think it's sort of a microcosm for the great extent of loss that our country, North and South, suffered during the Civil War. Drew Gilpin Faust's book, This Republic of Suffering, that came out a year or two ago, talked about the big picture of 600,000 deaths during the war. And these are just three young men who died and the impact that their deaths had on their family.
Tell me a little bit about this family that you do write about.
Well, it's ironically, I married well. This is related to my wife's side of the family. Younger sister of these three boys was her great-grandmother. So the story is very close to our family, and that made it particularly interesting.
Besides the family connection, was there anything else about the story that piqued your interest that prompted you to sit down and start writing?
Well, I particularly liked the fact that this involved original source documents. Being a purist of sort in terms of being a historian that really appreciates original source materials, the letters and the diary in particular of the one brother really gave me a close, intimate look at three young men who were very literate and very articulate about what they believed in and their experiences. And when they're writing, whether it was to their parents or to their younger sister, slightly different perspectives, again, than you see in some of the Civil War treatments out there.
Keith, I know it would be easy to just write an historical account and just stick to the cold, hard facts. But you really took your time to humanize this story, didn't you?
I thought that was important, particularly with respect to the relationship with the family, to show that these were real people and young men who had their whole future ahead of them. And yes, it is very humanizing to see them in that context. The book itself has a little bit of everything. It has battle scenes. It has scouting, the refugee situation of the family during the war, prison. There's a lot of derring do when the one brother escapes from a Union prison. And all of that is focused on the three brothers.
And part of that humanization was the fact that this was a religious family. How does religion play a role in the book?
The father was an Episcopal rector for many years, and you see that sense of religiosity throughout the story. Even when the last brother was dying, he was picking out his the Bible verse that he wanted read at his funeral, the song, which I tracked down and found the melody for, that he wanted sung at his funeral, and also the relationship with his parents. Was very much filled with religion, because, in large part, I think, because it was an Episcopal family.
Obviously, you did quite a bit of research. I'm wondering if there's anything surprising, any epiphanies, as you were doing your research.
Well, I think a couple things. One was, although it's 150 years ago, you would think that we're so used to finding every bit of information that we look for now. And what I found interesting was that there are little parts of the story that are almost impossible to track down. And history's that way. It's a fine thread. But in this case, you know, I said, boy, I want to know the answer to X, Y, or Z. And in many cases, you can find your way to get that information, but in other cases you couldn't.
You found personal letters from the family.
Well, my mother-in-law was very gracious and generous and provided me with access to letters and a copy of a diary that was in her possession. Came down from her mother and grandmother. And I also tracked down a number of other original source documents from fellow soldiers in the unit that they served in, and other contemporaneous documents that help give flavor to the story.
That must have been quite moving.
It really was, especially, and you said what was surprising about it, I think when you read the individual letters of these young men and see their perspectives, which oftentimes are different than ours in the 21st century, you realize that these are just people like us in a different setting, different education, different background, different perspectives, and it was very moving, especially the letters that involve the deaths of the first two brothers, trying to break the news to the parents, as one might imagine. It was very very sobering type of letters that went back and forth.
Once again, the book is called A Civil War Legacy, Gone to God, One Family's Ultimate Sacrifice. The author is Keith Kalbeck. Keith, good luck with the book.
Thank you very much.